Hello and welcome to another exciting episode on Coffee's Dev Radio. Today we dedicate this entire episode to the Barcamp Coforia event that happened last week. We share experiences from people who had the opportunity to attend and how they've been inspired by being present at the Barcamp Coforia event 2017. My name is Rex Vodinkansa. I'll be your host for tonight. Tonight's episode is sponsored by The African Dream and supported by Barcamp Ghana. The African Dream is all about telling the African story from an African perspective to awaken humanity. Check out theafricandream.net today to read and watch amazing African stories by great men and women of African origins. Barcamp Ghana brings people interested in Ghana together for an informal networking forum where attendees share ideas, discuss interest, network, and learn. Visit barcampghana.org to learn more about the next Barcamp close to you. Stay tuned, we'll be back shortly. Welcome back. I had the opportunity to be at the 5th Barcamp in the Eastern Region and the 78th in all of Ghana since December 2008. Barcamp Ghana is a program run by the Ghana Think Foundation, an NGO based both in Ghana and the USA. A Barcamp is a user-generated conference. It is an open workshop event whose content is provided by participants. The Barcamp team, inspired by attending Barcamp Africa at a Googleplex in Mountain View, California in October 2008, some of the members of the Ghana Think Foundation joined up with other young Ghanaian changemakers to plan the first ever Barcamp in Ghana. Barcamp Ghana 2008 was held at the Kofi Annan Center for Excellence in IT in Accra. To learn more about Barcamps and upcoming events, check the barcampghana.org website. There was no way I was going to let the moment pass without hearing experiences from first-time attendees and organizers of the event. Owohene of Bright FM and KMG of His FM were present to grace the event with their experience in the media industry. I chatted with them, so stick and stay. Let's go hear some of the experiences, shall we? Hello everyone, my name is Rexford and today I'm at the Coforia Barcamp event here that's the 2017 edition. I'm trying to get to speak to some people and hear their thoughts of this year's event. So I have with me here one guy here, and he's going to tell us about himself and his experiences about the 2017 Barcamp event.
Yeah, I'm Russell, a student from Coforia, and I'm here at Barcamp. Actually, it's my first time here, and it's been great so far.
So, have you been able to network with people and have chat with others?
Yeah, I spoke with one guy, one engineer, Mr. Aaron, and he actually made me know a few things that I didn't know before. So, for me, it's a great experience to be here.
Thank you so much. So, we move on to the next person we have in line here. Here with us is another guy. He will introduce himself and tell us a bit more about his experience with the Barcamp 2017 event here. So, please tell us a bit about yourself and your experience with this year's event.
My name is Wisdom, and I'm in Coforidua. This is my first time in Barcamp, and it's been good. It's a situation where you kind of meet different people with different ideas, with different ideologies. So you share what you have, and you take from what the person has. It's a platform where you network as well.
So you've had the opportunity to network with people, right?
That's right.
The networking, you see them to be something you're going to pursue. And
very, very.
Thank you so much for your time.
And especially with the bamboo bark.
Then I have to look for this bamboo guy, bamboo bark's person, and talk to them. But thank you so much for your time. And we move on to the next person.
Sure.
Next up is our friend here. I think I know her already. She's Dorcas, but she was going to tell us a bit about her experience here at the Barcamp 2017 in Coforia at the Kama Plaza. So, Dorcas, what has been your experience so far?
So far, I actually enjoyed my talk with the mentors, at least the few that I've met. and they've taught me a lot. They've inspired me to do more on what I want to do and to study, to really get into what I'm into, like get into what I'm interested in, and you know.
So is this your first backup?
No, this is my second.
This is your second in Koforidua?
Yes.
This is your second backup in Koforidua. That means you were here last year?
Yes, I was.
Okay. That is good to see someone come for backup and follow up the next year. So I'm sure you've made networks and met people that you are going to continue from there, right?
Yes, I have.
Your background, actually, what are you into? Are you schooling? What field are you working in? Or?
I'm an electronics and communications engineer. Okay, I'm just a student for that engineer yet at All Nations University, and I'm more into the communications part, so I kind of
so definitely you've had the opportunity to meet people here who share experiences or experts in the field or related to the field of the communications you are into.
Yes, I have. I met Mr. Ohene, who works at Bright FM, and he was really cool. He was really cool. He spoke a lot on the radio aspects of communication and reporting aspect too, and it was really a great experience.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
Next up is the guy himself. I'm here with what's the name again?
Hi, I'm Sena Kwashi.
Sena Kwashi, yes. Is this your first time at Bakam?
No, this is not my first time at Bakam.
And how has been the experience so far?
As with every other Bakam, it's educative and informative. But again, as with every other Bakam, it's not really the Bakam, it's the new people you meet, the new ideas you share, and then the idea that you can pick people's brain without them even knowing that you're picking their brain is what makes Bakam quite interesting.
That means, if I'm right, then you've made networks and connections here that you think will...
Yes, I think. There are some new people who I have met, and there's some people who I've met who knew me mostly via social media who we have related.
So they get a chance to put a face,
yes,
right?
Put a face to the name. Okay. So, yeah, and that's what I've done with them too. I get to put a face to the names and the people who I know via usernames on social media.
Okay.
So yeah, I think the networking and then the idea of picking brains really, really came out today.
Thank you so much for your time. I meet up with Jimmy, and although he has a smart fool with his jollof, I'm going to disturb him a bit. So Jimmy, tell us a bit about yourself and your experience so far at the 2017 Koforidua Bakam.
It has been very helpful. We talked about three major things, which is professionalism, being innovative, and also being competent. These are the three key areas we hit about doing an area of work. So, some shared about Tigo, Coca-Cola, and their experiences with that. So, it has been very helpful.
So, please, a bit about your background. You are...
I'm Otno Jimmy, right? I'm basically in charge of logistics today and registration. Yes, I'm in All Nations University. I lecture data systems, linear integrated circuits, antenna and wave propagation, and also I tackle the lab. So.
Okay, those are stuff I have no idea about, but I'm sure they are pretty cool stuff you work on there. So. Since Bakam is about networking and sharing, I'm sure you've had the opportunity to network and share, right?
Yeah, I got a chance to talk to a nurse who works in the ministry. He liked the whole idea about Bakam, and we're trying to link up so that in case I go, there'll be no difficulties and stuff like that. So it's all about networking and social sharing and stuff like that.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, sir.
So I have my Ghana jollof in my hands, but then I'll just pause a minute just to speak to Chum. He's part of the organizers of the Bakam Koforidua team. Please tell us a bit about yourself and how you, any experiences you've had so far at the event.
Okay, yes, so I am Samuel Mario Chum, as you you rightly mentioned, and I am the current backcamp lead for Koforidua. We've had back, this is the fifth backcamp we actually have in Koforidua, and it's very broad, and everything that is happening is real, and we are having a good experience. Actually, my involvement in backcamp has taught me a lot in how to relate with people, how to network, how to market, how to, I've learned some small entrepreneurial skills through backcamp as well. Yes, and organizing backcamp too has brought me at least to the limelight. At least people know me when you mention my name in Koforidua.
Of course, I know you on Twitter as well.
Yes.
Since backcamp is primarily about sharing ideas and networking, have you had the opportunity to meet new people and network?
Yes. I have. In fact, you see, backcamp gives you the opportunity to meet some innovative people, some professional people, some people who are excelling in their field, and it's only backcamp that will give you that opportunity, because all such people come to backcamps and also try to come and learn some more. So if you have the opportunity to meet them, then you also get to learn from them. It's such caliber. Yeah.
That means you are looking forward to the next backcamp coming next year.
Yes, because every backcamp promises to be exciting and promises to give us a lot of new learning experiences. Of course, last backcamp we had the opportunity to meet some new mentors, and at this backup we again have the opportunity to meet some new mentors, some who are journalists, some are radio presenters, some are into their own business, doing bamboo bags with just bamboo. You see, it's very innovative, and I'm very impressed with that.
So I will definitely be here next year to witness some of the amazing stuff happening.
Sure.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Moving on next, I want to speak to Owahene of Bright FM. I have to pause on this food and speak to this gentleman before I continue. So, Owahene, I always know the name, but I never put a face to it.
TikTok man.
Well, yeah, that's true. So, tell us a bit about yourself, where you work, and your experience so far at the 2017 Barcamp Koforidua.
Okay. Like you mentioned, I'm Owahene Champion, host of Mid Morning on Bright FM, and also a deputy program director for Joy Ready Multimedia. Seriously, Selim called me concerning this program, and I was like, well, I can't make it because I'm a very busy person. But when she further explained the program and how it is to me, I said, like, okay, fine, I'll make time and come. And I have really enjoyed, I think, even being a mentor, with the kind of questions and other things that mentees wanted to know, I have also learned a lot, and this is something good you are doing. I pray you continue, and you continue to get people to maybe push you up to be able to do these things as the years goes by.
So is this your first backup?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I also learned Bright FM is in partnership with the backup team, right?
Well, I don't have much information about that, but I think I heard the announcement in LPM on our network, so it could be true.
Okay, we'll be excited to proceed with more partnership with Bright FM, and we're glad to have you here at the event, share your experience with us from the industry's perspective and all of that. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you too.
Tonight's episode is sponsored by The African Dream and supported by Barcamp Ghana. The African Dream is all about telling the African story from an African perspective to awaken humanity. Check out theafricandream.net today to read and watch amazing African stories by great men and women of African origins. Barcamp Ghana brings people interested in Ghana together for an informal networking forum where attendees share ideas, discuss interests, network, and learn. Visit barcampghana.org to learn more about the next barcamp close to you. Stay tuned, we'll be back shortly.
I'm here to meet one guy I really like. I've met him some time ago. Please tell us a bit about yourself and how your experience has been so far.
Okay, I'm KMJ. I host the morning show on Hits 103.9 FM. Daybreak Hits for Mondays to Fridays, 6 to 10. And this is my second time. My first time was in 2013. Then I was here in Koforidua with Vision FM, and fast forward to 2017, I have the privilege to be part of this amazing opportunity once again, and I think that it's been awesome so far. I mean, we had to talk to people who really want to do things, you know, want to break out, but it's a difficult
as to what exactly they want to be doing and how they want to go about it. And I personally have been amused by sort of things that, you know, these guys really want to do for themselves. And it's just the breakaway moments that they need. And it's really, really a pleasure talking to most of them and trying to guide them, because I've one way or the other been in the position they find themselves in. And I think that it's only proper that we all, you know, help each other to get to where we want to get to. It's been amazing so far. I'm enjoying my lunch. And
I can see that. And I'm sure you've had the opportunity to interact with many amazing people here. So generally, how do you see this year's event? Has there been any improvements? Do you think it's been better?
It has been better, you know, because in 2013, for example, when I was part of that, we had people talking about things that really a lot of people have spoken about, you know, how they can really get to where they have to get to and all. And when you hear them talk, you know that indeed they've really, really come out of that situation. Like speaking to them today, some of them are not repeating what they used to hear before.
Yes, they are meeting new challenges,
and they're overcoming them by way of getting to meet people, you know, to talk to our backup. And so I feel that it's not really a big deal for them now. It's something they want to really handle it their own best way. What they need is what we will tell them and how we can help them, you know, achieve it. So there's been a massive improvement, you know, comparing from when I was part of it in 2013. So it's been awesome so far.
Thank you so much for your time. We'll leave you now to continue to enjoy your food. Thanks.
That's all we have for you tonight, and we hope you enjoyed the experiences shared by attendees of the Barcamp 2017 event. If you plan to attend the next Barcamp close to you, check barcampghana.org for more details. Thanks for joining me tonight. My name is Rexford Nkansa, a senior web developer, and I hope to come your way with another exciting episode of Kofi's Dev Show next time.